Okay, now I've got a very interesting thing going on here. I've got six people. Well, no, I've got five people. I can't even count now. Five people from the news team from the Academy at St. James in Ollerton. Now, if you are regular listeners, you will know on a Friday evening their news bulletin goes out. But just in case you're not an evening creature and you just listen to daytime radio, I'm going to play you their news bulletin from last Friday. So listen to this and then we'll meet the team.
Milena,
Hifsa,
Kian,
Aston,
Owen.
In today's news, we are having two Christmas jumper days, only because one was by accident. Everybody is hopefully going to bring a pound into school to raise money. Everybody is going to be dressed.
On Saturday next week, we are doing the Christmas extravaganza, and there will be owls, reindeers, and a chance to meet Santa. Also, tickets for adults are £2.50 and £1.50 for children.
Next week on Tuesday, we are going to a French cafe, and Year 6 are going to give food out for our people, and we are going to speak French to random people to see if they walk out or see if they laugh.
Next week, on 18th of December, we will be going to church yet again, and we are singing Christmas songs, and we answer questions about Christmas, and also might read the Bible.
Yesterday, Amendment Productions came to our school to play Pinocchio. I liked it. I enjoyed the part when Pinocchio lies and his nose grows.
Yesterday, it was Nursery and Reception's Nativity. This was so cute. My little brother, Luke, was in it. To see they are only young, they projected their voices so good.
Why are you at the show?
I'm at the show because my granddaughter's in it.
See my granddaughter.
I'm here to see my granddaughter.
Oh.
How do you feel? It's the second one, but she's looking up in relaxed, so looking forward to it.
Merry Christmas.
Wow, that was the news team from the Academy at St. James from Ollerton. Ollerton, we've got to say Ollerton and not Allerton. I hear some news presenters have been saying Allerton. It's Ollerton. And I've got these fantastic guys in the studio with me. And we have got JC Lee. We've got Aston. We've got Milena, Hifsa and Kian. Welcome, all of you.
Hello,
good morning. Don't be shy. I bet you're not shy at school when you're doing these news reports. I bet you're really good. That last report. So let's go around because we've got five of you here in the studio and we've got Dave in the background. We might have a quick chat with Dave. Dave has been working with the Academy for the last 18 months and he's been working with you for the last term. So tell me then, I think JC Lee can start us off. Tell me what you've really enjoyed about doing it.
I have enjoyed working with Dave because we get to tell people what fun stuff we do in our school.
Okay, brilliant. Okay then, Aston, tell me some of the fun stuff that's been going on.
So the real fun stuff that's been going on is there's loads of been Christmas parties and there's, like, we've always been going out on Wednesdays afternoon with Dave.
Oh, brilliant. So, Milena, tell me, do you think you'd like to work in a radio programme?
Yeah, because I really liked working with Dave because I like writing scripts up.
Very good. So, Hifsa, you tell us what you've enjoyed doing.
I enjoy doing, like writing the reports to go out with the news and tell the other people what we've been doing in our school.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Kian, is this learning? Are you learning things as you're going along?
Yeah, I think we are because I usually don't like talking and this has helped a lot.
Well, blimey, Riley, that was very clear. It's done you the world of good then, hasn't it? So, How have you done this? What's been happening? I mean, do you just do a recording? What happens? You tell me. You tell me, JC Lee.
We write what we could talk about on the news, and then we write our scripts, and then we all help each other with recordings and our scripts.
Wow! Now, Aston, that sounds like teamwork. Is it good teamwork?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's tell me sort of like what you think you've got better at?
I think I've got better at talking more, and I think I've got like a little bit of entertainment and stuff now.
Oh, that sounds absolutely brilliant. So, Melania, what do you think you've got better at?
The same as Aston, except like I'm a really, really shy person next to new people. So
it's really, really good, isn't it? Hifsa, you know, I had to wait until I was 58 until I got into the studio, and I was really shy and embarrassed then, and now I've learned to sort of like just get on with it. Even though I make mistakes and sometimes I say things that are wrong, you know, you think, well, you've only got one chance. So you're going to grab this chance? Are you going to do more recordings?
When I get older, I might have a dream of working in this place because it's really fun, like, recording.
It really, really is, isn't it? Now, I heard, Kian, that this week's show, you'll have to tell me, you did it without Dave. You sorted it all out yourselves. Is that right, Kian?
We was all in the Hive, which is a place where we go like for lunch and stuff, and we all worked together to come up with lots of scripts about what we've been doing.
And so you did that all yourselves without Dave helping? And he just looked at the finished product and just sort of like, well, what we say, sort of dot the I's and cross the T's, just tidied it up and did a bit of editing. Editing is really good. The thing is, we're on live and we can't edit this. It just goes out as it is. So if you do a blooper and get something wrong, it's just out there. Whereas another show that I do, I pre-record it and edit it, and I go, "Oh, that sounds terrible. Ooh, blimey, O'Reilly, I sound stupid there." So, is there a lot of times that you sort of think that yourself? So think, "Oh, blimey, listening to my own voice." Who thought their voice was really odd when they first listened to it? Oh, everybody. Everybody, I think everybody does, don't they? They don't recognise it. It's really strange how voices are like that on the radio. Now, we need to sort out about Ollerton Allerton business, because, you know, I don't come from Bradford. I've lived here for about 37 years, and I keep on getting corrected a lot of the time. So let's make sure the listeners out there know. How do you spell Allerton? Sort of like, yeah, you tell me, JC Lee. How do you spell Allerton?
We spell Allerton A-L-L-E-T or
N.
A-L-L-E-R-T-O-N.
That's the one. Blimey, O'Reilly, it's like me trying to write my name sometimes. I can never quite remember. Well, now, who's going to tell me then? Aston. Okay, if that's how you spell Allerton. Okay, how do you say it?
Allerton.
Allerton. That sounds like it begins with an O. But you write it with an A.
Yeah.
Oh, did that confuse you, Melania?
No, because I lived here for my life.
I know, that's the thing, isn't it? Sort of like, how many times, Hifsa, do you have to tell people it's Ollerton and not Allerton?
Well, not all people, but I think a lot of people get it right about that it's Ollerton.
It's Ollerton. Right, well, okay then. Let me see then, Kian. If that's how you say it, are there any other words in Bradford that I need to know about? Do you think it's... Because I live in Eccles Hill. right? And I used to say, I live in Eccles Hill. And my friend Malcolm, who comes from Bradford here, sort of says, no, Ian, you don't say Eccles Hill. That's a bit posh. You say Eccles Hill. You don't pronounce the H. And he said, oh, that's the same for West Yorkshire. Uddersfield, Halifax, Arrogate. Do they teach you that at school?
No.
Blimey, Riley. So, I mean, it gets really, really difficult. Now, let's go around. We've got to give some good advice, haven't we? Because there's a new news team starting in the new year. And I expect that Dave would be really sad to see you go. But you're also good listening to that last programme. You were brilliant. So, if you got some advice for the new people taking over your job, JC Lee, what would you say to them?
I would say work together as a team and help each other if they're shy.
So, good one. Aston, what would you say to them?
Don't be shy, David, because they don't bite. David will teach you everything you need to know.
Brilliant. OK, Milena, you tell me what advice you would give your new colleagues.
So don't make your script too long because you have the time to do it, and try to get used to being on the radio and your voice being weird.
That's right. OK. Hifsa, what advice would you give them?
I would say to just say what you need to say, and if you've been stuttering a lot, David can just edit it out.
That's brilliant. That's a good thing about editing, isn't it? Okay, then, Kian, what advice would you give them?
I would say just get on with it, and in the end it'll just work out.
Get on with it, that's right. I mean, and that's the thing about being shy that I learnt over the years. It's sort of like, you know, I mean, being shy is okay for a while, but, you know, you miss opportunities if you're just shy all the time, don't you? And I think you guys are going to go on. Well, you've got another sort of 6 months in year six, and then you'll be off to big school, won't you? Blimey, right. Well, I call it big school. What do you call it?
I call it secondary school.
Oh, secondary school. Right, okay. Well, I mean, that's it. Is there anybody at school? Who's not here? One of your team's not here?
Owen.
Okay, well, we'd like to say hello. Should we all say hello to Owen?
Yeah.
Go on then, say hello to Owen.
Hello!
There we are. Okay, so, I mean, that's quite good. It's a bit of a shame that you've missed one of your colleagues, but that's what happens sometimes in the world of work, in life, isn't it? Not everybody can sort of, like, make it here. Now, I'm going to play a track in a minute, we'll sort of like us. Well, it's an old track. None of you guys will know anything about it at all because you're much too young and fresh-faced to know about this. But I'm going to play the track, The Beach Boys, Give Vibrations. Now, are you all in different classes at school?
Yeah, some of us.
Oh, you are. But we better get you to tell. Go on then, JCB. Who's your teacher?
My teacher is Mrs. Allingham in Outstanding Hours.
Oh, right. Okay, Aston?
Mine's the same as Jason Lee's.
Oh, right. Okay, Milena?
The same as Aston's and Jason Lee's.
Oh, right. Hifsa?
My teacher is Mrs. Parker, I'm in Bright B's.
Right, okay. Kian?
I'm also in Bright B's.
Oh, right. And what class is Owen in?
Bright B's.
Oh, right. Okay, three each.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming in and taking time out of your schedule. Have they got any activities going on at school this week?
The Christmas extravaganza.
Oh,
that's tomorrow.
Okay, what day do you break up?
Today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you don't have to go back on Monday?
No.
Hooray! Look, you guys have a great time over Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's actually lovely to see you in here. Okay, and go back and enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the festive period and the new year. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thanks very much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, well, that's that was JC Lee, Milena, Hifsa, Kian, and Aston, and in the chair empty there was Owen. Okay, I'm going to play your track Good Vibrations, The Beach Boys, and of course that's what we want, Good Vibrations all over the Christmas period.